For house plants, the secret is a lot of light. And if you don't have a lot of windows, you can supplement it with artificial light, but that tends to be expensive. So the secret in those gardening is a lot of light and regular watering and carefully monitoring for pests, because if you get a pest infestation, it tends to spread throughout your entire collection. For outdoor gardening, it depends upon the climate you live in. If you live like we do in the Northeast, where the growing season is very short, if you want to do vegetable gardening, the secret is to start indoors while it's still wintertime, because of the growing period is so short that you're not going to be able to plant seeds and get a harvest before the first frost. So the secret to vegetable gardening in the Northeast, at least, is to get started early indoors. The secret to flowers is to just find plants that you love, that you want to look at and plant them, and choose those plants. In a section of my house that I call the plant hospital. So if a plant is ill, if it has pests or if it has a fungus, I don't throw it out. I bring it there away from the other plants so they won't catch it and nurse it back to health. The best example of that is something called foxglove, and that's where digitalis comes from. And digitalis is digoxin, and that's a medicine used for a congestive heart failure. And before there were pharmaceutical companies, people used to use foxglove for dropsy, which was an ancient term for congestive heart failure. So I grow medicine out of it, but I just grow it as a nod to ancient pharmaceuticals.